This is the time of the year when our Jewish friends celebrate Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. It's the most important holy day on the Jewish calendar. And that's what we'll be talking about today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. I'm Liz Aiello. Today, our Bible teacher is the late Dr. Charles Helf, founder and director of CJF Ministries. His subject is the Day of Atonement. I'll be back a little later with information about a special offer, so have your pencil and paper ready. Now, with today's study, here is Dr. Helf.
We welcome you to another broadcast. Now, today I'm bringing the final message in our present series of studies on the Day of Atonement. I've been speaking to you on this subject now for the past six broadcasts, and we've been noticing the importance, the significance, and the meaning of the Great Day of Atonement. If you have your Bibles handy, will you please turn with me to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, beginning at the 26th verse. Now, beloved, if you've ever listened to a message, I want you to listen today. Lay aside whatever you're doing and give me your undivided attention, because the message I have for you today is most important. Beginning at the 26th verse of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, we read, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Also on the 10th day of this 7th month there shall be a Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a Day of Atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls." Now, in our previous messages, we found that everything connected with the Day of Atonement typifies God's marvelous plan of redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ. The high priest on the Day of Atonement, divesting himself of his rich attire, pictures Christ giving up the glory of heaven in order to come to this earth and be our Savior. The high priest doing his priestly work all alone pictures Christ, our great high priest, suffering alone and dying alone for our sins. And the two goats that were sacrificed on the Day of Atonement picture the twofold work of Christ in our behalf. Christ dying for our sins, and Christ taking them all away. Now today I want to show you what the people did on the Day of Atonement and the results of the Day of Atonement. What did the people do on the Day of Atonement? All right, let's look at what it says here in the 28th verse. "And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a Day of Atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God." And then in the 31st verse it says, "Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest." Now the Word of God says that the Day of Atonement was a day of rest for the Jews. They did absolutely nothing on the Day of Atonement. In fact, anything that they might have done would have only hindered the work of the priest. Now, beloved, isn't that a perfect picture of our salvation? We're not saved by anything that we do, but we're saved by what the Lord Jesus Christ has already done. What did the people do on the Day of Atonement? Nothing, beloved, absolutely nothing. What did the high priest do? Well, he labored and offered a sacrifice. And today, beloved, there is nothing for us to do because Jesus Christ has already done it all. Anything that the Jews might have done on the Day of Atonement would have only hindered the high priest. And anything we try to do today to merit salvation only hinders the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in our behalf. As the song says, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Now listen, God's word emphatically tells us that there is nothing that the sinner can do except to trust Christ. The Bible says in Romans the 4th chapter verse 5, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And in Ephesians the 2nd chapter verses 8 and 9, we're told, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now listen to me, beloved, and give me your undivided attention. The work of salvation is all on the part of Jesus. He worked for our salvation. He came down from heaven and died on an old rugged cross. He shed his precious blood to purchase our salvation. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he finished salvation for you and for me. You know, there were a group of people in John the 6th chapter who asked the Lord, what can we do that we can work for salvation? How can we work to obtain salvation? And listen to what the Lord Jesus told these people. In John the 6th chapter, verses 28 and 29, listen to what it says. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom God hath sent. And so the only work that will ever save is not the works of man, nor the works of the church, nor the works of the preacher, but the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, before we close this series of messages, let's notice the results of the Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement, the people were cleansed from all their sins. That's what God's word declares. Notice what it says in Leviticus, the 16th chapter, verse 30. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you, to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. Oh, what a glorious day that was for the Jews, when the priest would go into the Holy of Holies and make the atonement for the sins of the people. On that day, the Jews were cleansed from all their sins. And beloved, when we come to Jesus Christ, we have cleansing from all of our sins. But how much greater is our cleansing than that which the Jews experienced? You know, their sins were only put away for a year at a time, but our sins are put away forever. You know, every year, the Jews had to go through the same procedure. The Jews under the law only had an annual redemption, but you and I under grace have an eternal redemption. That's what God's word says. Notice it in Hebrews the 9th chapter, verse 12. Listen to this scripture. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Beloved, Jesus Christ did what the Old Testament priest was never able to do. He obtained eternal redemption for us. He finished the plan of salvation. Salvation was completed once and for all the day that Jesus Christ died on the cross. Oh, thank God we have an eternal redemption. And when the Lord saves us, he doesn't save us for just a few days or for a few months or a few years, but he saves us for time and for eternity. And beloved, you can partake of this wonderful salvation. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, I beseech you right now to look to the cross of Calvary and see the blessed Son of God dying there in your place instead, that you might live, in order that you might know the wonderful peace and joy and assurance of eternal redemption. Will you just look to him right now and trust him with all your heart and join me in a word of prayer and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. I receive you as my Savior. Shall we pray? Our Father, take this message and bless it to the hearts of our thousands of radio listeners. Oh God, speak to those who have never been born again and open their hearts to receive the truth, that they might become recipients of your wonderful saving grace, for Jesus' sake. Amen. It's been so good to bring you this series of messages on the Day of Atonement, and I trust that they've all been a blessing to your heart.
Thank you, Dr. Half, and thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us here on Messianic Perspectives. Today, we've been listening to our Bible teacher, Dr. Charles Half, talking about the Day of Atonement. How appropriate that at this special time of the Jewish year, we are reminded how Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, became our atonement 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross. He accomplished our redemption and fulfilled the prophetic symbolism of the biblical Day of Atonement. If you've enjoyed today's study, you'll be glad to know that the entire series is available on one convenient CD. The title is simply The Day of Atonement by Dr. Charles Half. It's available for a contribution of only $6. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. Once again, our address is Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800 926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. This is Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, for another edition of Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.